You are listening to Sherpa Shorts, a special presentation of the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast with Steve Anderson and Matthew McCabe.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sherpa Shorts, our 26-day trip through the alphabet, bringing a different word for each corresponding letter every day. I'm Steve.
And I'm Matthew.
We are the Youth Ministry Sherpas Podcast, helping youth workers to keep going. And we are having a blast with the Sherpa Shorts.
Completely having a good time. Don't forget about our contest. We have rented a house in Tampa for the National Youth Workers Convention, the Sherpa House. We have 20 spots available. We'll be offering those for purchase, and we just can't wait to just get a crew together to have a little party house there in Tampa. But we're giving away one free spot. But you got to listen to every Sherpa Short episode and find the secret word. Listen for the llama sound. Get the secret word. When all 26 episodes are done, you'll have the secret Sherpa phrase. Submit that to us. You'll be entered into a drawing for a free stay at the Sherpa House.
So pay close attention.
Wait for that llama sound.
All right, my friend, I think it is your turn. Matthew McCabe, what is your word for
the letter E?
Well, it is back to me. The letter E. I went easy, and my word is easy.
Easy.
Yes, my word is easy. I want to know
for you. Is this in your top 1,000 words you need to know?
This is not in the 1,100 big words you need to know book that I went through with my college roommate my freshman year of college. The idea is what, you know, you get in the office every day and you got a list of tasks that you have to do. Or every week you look at your list of tasks. Every month you look at what you have to do and you make that list. And some of the things on that list you look at and think, oh, that'll be easy.
Okay.
And some of the links on the list you go, oh.
Yeah.
And so if you're like me, you tackle some of the easy things first because you want to win or you want to check something off.
Okay.
So in student ministry, in your student ministry experience, what are your reoccurring things that you have to do or that you get to do that are just easy for you? They're not, they're really not work. When you're done, when you're doing them or when you're done, you're like, man, I can't believe I get paid to do that because, God, that's just easy for me.
Okay.
So what's easy for you, Steve?
One of the things that's pretty easy for me is planning a typical Sunday night.
Okay.
Yes. The schedule of a typical Sunday night from the pre-gathering to the snack bar to the game to the worship set to the teaching to the family groups. I mean, I've done that how many times?
Yeah.
Right?
It'd be a staggering number,
yeah,
I'm sure.
Unbelievable number of times. And so putting that all together, putting that whole program together doesn't take me all that long. I'm able to write the family group questions, take care of all the communication with the leadership, post some questions for parents on Facebook, and get everybody on the same page for a typical youth group event. What does take longer is the actual writing of the message.
Sure.
That will usually require a little deeper dive into another world. But
yeah,
as far as just like getting everything on the page, getting the schedule set and all that, like that's pretty easy for me.
Okay.
Another thing that's pretty easy is hanging out with kids.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy.
That's a softball one there. I know,
it
but
is.
That'd be on my list too.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, hanging out with kids. I'm always, I keep a running list of students that I want to get together with.
Sure.
Maybe new kids or they've been around a few months. I'm trying to get connected to them. So that's pretty easy. You know, it's not too hard to hang out at Taco Bell.
No, isn't it great?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat tacos or take them to whatever, Chipotle.
Yeah, but I don't think we should take for granted the fact that that's not easy for everybody.
That's true.
You know, I mean, it's a skill set that, again, some of us naturally have and some of us have to work a little harder at. Like, and I think if you're in ministry, if you're in student ministry specifically, you probably have that skill set.
I would hope so.
It's a big one. But I just know for me, that is the easiest thing for me to do, this idea of connections. Like, and for me, it's connections not just with students. Like, I feel like God has literally given me a spiritual gift of being able to connect with almost anybody, anytime. Doesn't matter what background they come from, or, you know, whether they're the sports kid or the drama kid or the music kid, whether it's a sixth grader, whether it's their dad, whether it's their mom. I actually had a guy in my church back in Wisconsin tell me one time, he's like, you know, you have a skill I've never seen in anybody else, because when you talk to me, I feel like I'm talking to an adult and you're talking to an adult and I feel like we're connecting on the right level. And he said, you can turn around 3 seconds later and talk to my seventh grade son.
Yep.
And he feels like he's being talked to and communicated and understood. And he's like, I couldn't do that. This guy was the CFO of a large trans country shipping operation. And he's like, I could not do what you do. And I was like, and I'm thinking, that's the easiest thing I do. Like, I love that. I'm a natural like connector. I love to connect other people too. So like for me, the idea of like somebody has a need and I know somebody else who can meet that need and I'm going to connect those two. And I mean, people just like sometimes go like, how do you do that? I'm just thinking, I don't know. I just do it. It's just easy.
I remember having a conversation one time with this guy who he took his son to the Monster Truck Show and he was expressing how he just didn't know what to talk about with his son. And I was like, how about those monster trucks? It's like, just talk about whatever is in front of you. Just talk about the things of the day. Find a subject that's fun for everybody to talk about and just talk about that.
Yeah.
But a couple questions that make people think or, you know, I ask people to like rank things all the time.
Oh, sure.
I'll be sitting at dinner with a bunch of kids. I'll be like, hey, rank your top 5 sodas and tell me why.
Right.
Just get conversation going. It's not that hard.
Right. But I think we forget that what's easy to us is sometimes not easy to other things. Other things that are easier, things that you just look forward to because there's a certain ease to that task or that part of your job. I know for me another one, and I wondered if this would be something for you, is the idea of creative thinking.
Okay.
Like I just love to think outside the box and try to come up with new ways to do old things or new ways to present old information. Yeah, I mean, again, we're teaching a ancient text. We're teaching a book that's been around for 2,000 years and its themes are its themes and they don't change, but yet how do you communicate that in a different way? I mean, to me, I just love to just sit back with a piece of paper in front of me and just think, what could be? Like, to me, that's just the easiest thing. I could do that all day, every day. Now, I wouldn't get a lot of other stuff actually done, but I love doing that, which is why I love, you know, these video projects we do at our church. I love being involved in that because I love to just create something out of nothing and think, well, what if we did that? Yeah. One of the reasons I love, like, being involved in the video projects we do at our church, not only in student ministry, but just in our main church. Because I just love to just think about, well, what if we did that? Oh, and then what if we did that? And, you know, and I love to get with a couple other people who think that way. Man, to me, that's just easy work. I go home after a day like that and go like, man, they really paid me to do that today. Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah. Something that's pretty easy for me is to create an experience. Like every year we do this prayer experience at our fall retreat. And then we do in the spring, we do a kind of a prayer acoustic worship experience leading up to Easter. And you know, I love those kinds of things, so I'm pretty good at creating those pretty quickly, coming up with ideas to make things really reverent and reflective. Like, I kind of am bent that way, so coming up with that kind of stuff is right up my alley. That's easy for me. Promoting events, I think it's pretty easy for me, too. I like to make flyers and videos and, you know, all that kind of stuff, so I have that creative streak, so that's pretty easy, too.
Yeah. Wait, what's that? What's that you hear? Do I hear? I hear the llama sound. That means it's time for our fifth secret word and our secret phrase.
The word for today is the word with.
Mark it down. Mark it down. You should have 5 words now in our secret Sherpa phrase. Say that 5 times fast, by the way.
No, you better not.
That's not easy.
You'll come up with some words you don't want to say if you say it 5 times fast.
Probably.
Well, hopefully this phrase thing is easy for you, right?
Yes, exactly.
Easy. All you got to do is listen to the episodes. Anything else that's really easy for you?
I mean, I'm with you, like planning an event, like an event that's an experience, you know, whether it be a retreat where you kind of know where you want to take them, you know the end game, this is what I want them to experience here. I find it very easy to kind of just like, okay, well, we're going to do that, then we're going to do that, and then we're going to schedule that in that, and then it's going to lead to that. I just, like, to me, that's easy.
So real quick.
Yes.
The opposite of that is the hard thing. So hard other thing. Than like the crisis management or, you know, something just real,
obvious. Yeah.
What's something that you have to routinely do that's hard for you?
Manage the finances.
Okay.
Yeah. Just your budget stuff. Not just making the budget, but But then, you know, keeping track of, you know, how are we doing in that category, and are we spending the right money? And that's just stuff that does not come natural to me at all, and I don't like it. And so when the expense report is put down on my desk once a month to account for everything that I've spent and where it's supposed to go, I'll sit there and stare at it for days.
Okay.
Just days, because...
That's fair.
It's just hard.
Yeah.
What about you?
I would say consistently connecting with parents is hard for me. Mm. Yeah. You know, there's needs to be more initiative from me in that area. You have to initiate those conversations more frequently with parents. I'd like to be kind of like the teacher setting up parent-teacher conferences, in a sense.
Yeah.
About the kids and their spiritual life. And I've always wanted to do that, but it's hard for me. It's not as fun and easy as hanging out with students. So, you know, even as a parent, even as a 53-year-old youth pastor, that's still something that doesn't come all that easily for me.
Yeah. So. Parent-teacher conference. Yeah. You're onto something there.
Isn't that a cool idea?
That's a really cool idea. Yeah. Yeah. Wonder if we could pull it off.
Well, if you can, let me know.
All right.
It doesn't sound very easy. But
no, it doesn't sound easy, but that sounds good. Absolutely. What's easy for you, though, out there, Sherpa listeners? You know, what are the things that you just love to do because... in some regard, they're just easy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't feel like work at all to you. Jump on Instagram or Facebook and tell us what is easy for you. We'd love to know.
Well, hopefully it will be easy for us to get together again and record more Sherpa Shorts because we've got to keep going through the alphabet. We have 21 more days to go.
Wow.
We've got to cover the entire month of May. Is that
easy? I feel like we've made some great progress, but when you said 21 more days, that does not sound easy.
Well,
but we're going to do it.
We'll make it.
Because we're committed.
We are.
And we love our Sherpa listeners.
Yes. So tune in tomorrow for the next letter in the alphabet, the letter F. Until then,
Sherpa's out.